Welcome to In His Footsteps with award-winning author Margaret Agard, sharing practical tips for living a joy-filled life and amazing interviews with people who do. Now here's Margaret.
Mother's Day. Mothers are all over the map. Have you noticed that? Some of you had good moms, some had not very good moms, and some had truly abusive moms. Some of you are good moms or were. Some of you weren't very good. And some of you may even have recognized that you were abusive. Today, messages for and songs for all of you.
Now here's this week's Bible question and answer, brought to you by the Amazing Bible Timeline. Quickly see 6,000 years of Bible and world history together on one color-coded wall poster. Find out more about the Amazing Bible Timeline or ask your own Bible question at AmazingBibleTimeline.com.
The Bible question this week, why are there two different genealogies of Jesus Christ in the Bible? One is found in Matthew and the other is found in Luke. Here's the reason I like. There's more than one reason given, but this is the reason I agree with. Back in the Old Testament times and the New Testament times, women were not listed in the genealogies. It always followed the father's line. Therefore, Matthew gave Joseph's line, which proved that Jesus had the right through David to be a king in Israel. Luke knew that Joseph was not the father of Jesus. And so he even says in his genealogy, Mary and Joseph, as was supposed, was his father. And the assumption is that he actually gave Mary's line, which goes back through the Levitical or priesthood line, showing that Jesus then also had the right to the priesthood that he claimed to have, the power. And so through the two lines, he had both the priesthood and the kingly power. That one of the lines is the line of Joseph, and the other is the line of Mary. Okay, it's time for the Mother's Day show. I like to find music you might not have heard before. I'm pretty willing to bet you didn't hear this one before. This is from 1928, Vonda Leith singing Baby Your Mother, like she babied you.
Never pay. Go take her in your arms and kiss her tears away. And baby your mother like she babied you. Back in your baby days.
When you were a little shaver and went a-tumbling down, who kissed the spot to make it well? Your mother, I'll be bound. And when the sandman wouldn't sprinkle sand upon your eyes, It was your mother soothed you with her tender lullabies. When you grew older, doing things you really shouldn't do, in right or wrong, your mother still stuck by you through and through. Maybe you haven't written, perhaps she's sad and blue. Go kiss the spot to make it well the way she used to do. You never miss the sunshine until the shadows fall. Don't wait until it's too late when she won't be here at all. So today, go baby your mother like she baby you. Back in your baby day.
Yeah, Vonda Leith singing Baby Your Mother like she babied you back in 1928. She was the Taylor Swift of her day, by the way. I'm actually going to be playing a Taylor Swift song later, but not right now. Not right now. I'm going to play my anthem. I think of it as my anthem because I had my fourth child when my oldest child was 3 and a half, and we could not afford paper diapers. They were around, but we couldn't afford them. I had cloth diapers, and every day, I swear, I washed, dried, and folded a couple dozen diapers, and this is the song I like to listen to while I was doing that.
Here she is, the Decca Doll, ladies and gentlemen, the fantastic Loretta Lynn.
Loretta Lynn singing One's on the Way. You know, my mom had that too. She used to say to me, as the mother of 11 children, she would say to me, you know, Margaret, the first five are the hardest. Okay. For a lot of people today, you're not even going to get close to that. I definitely had complaints about my mother. And one day, God said to me, as I was sitting complaining in my heart about my critical, judgmental, unhuggy mother, "You know, Margaret, it's time for you to stop worrying about whether or not your mother loved you enough and focus on whether or not you love her enough. Because when you get up in front of the judgment bar, I'm not going to be asking you how many people loved you well enough." Point taken. So this next song is for my mother, just because I love her, and your mother might enjoy this song too. Maybe you remember it.
When I was just a little girl, I asked my mother, "What will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich?" Here's what she said to me. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. What will be. When I grew up and fell in love, I asked my sweetheart, "What lies ahead? Will we have rainbows day after day?" Here's what my sweetheart said. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. What will be. Now I have children of my own. They ask their mother, "What will I be? Will I be handsome? Will I be rich?" I tell them tenderly, que sera, sera. Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. What will be, que sera, sera.
That was Doris Day singing Que Sera, Sera. If you're just joining us, this is Margaret Agar with In His Footsteps, playing you a few songs for Mother's Day with a few thoughts for Mother's Day. Some of you had great mothers, but you weren't such great kids. This is a song for you.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind, but Mama tried. One and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my Mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes. Working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
That was Merle Haggard with Mama Tried. This is Margaret Agard. If you're just joining us with In His Footsteps Mother's Day Show, one of the thoughts that comes to mind as I think about Mother's Day is all things work for good for those who love God. For those who had great moms, you know that's true. And for those who didn't, you also can learn that it's true as God heals you. You know, not everybody is a great mom, but I think parents do the best they can. My husband Parker was just talking about his dad the other day. His dad was an abusive alcoholic, and usually what I hear are the bad things that happened to Parker. Just in pretty calm voice, but still that's what he's saying. And the other day he said to me, you know, my dad did do some good things. And I know we're talking about Mother's Day, but it applies. I said, really? Like what? And he said, you know, I broke a toy rifle I had when I was little, and he showed me how to take the metal part of the rifle and reattach a wooden handle, you know, a little wooden whatever thing you call it, to the barrel. And he said, I used what he taught me then to fix my hoe the other day when the handle broke. I thought, you know, all of us, as children or parents, none of us are perfect, and there's always, but none of us are 100% bad either. There's always at least one or two good things that have been done, and this song is that one day, for that one day. Taylor Swift, coming up.
Old, it's getting cold. I've got my big coat on. I was three, you set up a paint set in the kitchen and you're talking to me. It's the age of princesses and pirate ships and the seven dwarfs. Daddy's smart and you're the prettiest lady in the whole wide world. And now I know why all the trees change in the fall. I know you were on my side even when I was wrong. And I love you for giving me your eyes, staying back and watching me shine. And I didn't know if you knew, so I'm taking this chance to say that I had the best day.
What does it take to be a mom like that? You know what it takes to be a better mom? Being a better person, that's what it takes. And what does that take? Here's a question for you. More than one. Do you believe in God? Do you believe that He is and He created all things in heaven and earth? Do you believe He has all wisdom and all power both in heaven and on earth? Do you believe that we, man, cannot comprehend all the things that he can comprehend? And do you believe that you can repent and be forgiven of the things that you're doing wrong? And that if you do ask in sincerity, that he will forgive you? Well, if you believe those things, then do them. Ask God for wisdom to be a better person. And then you become a better parent. Okay, our next song is The Wonder of You by Elvis Presley, and I like this for two reasons. One is it could be for your mother, or if you had a bad childhood, it could be for God, because God has promised you that all things work together for good for those who love God, and He can take anything that happens in your life and turn it to your good. The Wonder of You, Elvis Presley.
When no one else can understand me, when everything I do is wrong, you give me hope and consolation. You give me strength to carry on. And you're always there to lend a hand in everything I do. That's the wonder of you. And when you smile, the world is brighter. You touch my hand and I'm a king. Your kiss to me is worth a fortune. Your love for me is everything. I guess I'll never know the reason why you love me.
Play a song, Jane.
All right.
It turns out we have time for one more song for all you moms growing up in West Virginia hollers out there who have more month than money. This one's for you. Dolly Parton, My Coat of Many Colors.
Back through the years, I go wandering once again. Back to the seasons of my youth. I recall a box of rags that someone gave us, and how my mama put the rags to use. There were rags of many colors, but every piece was small, and I didn't have a coat, and it was away down in the fall. Mama sewed the rags together, so in every piece we loved, she made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told a story from the Bible she had read, about a coat of many colors Joseph wore, and then she said, perhaps this coat will bring you good luck and happiness. And I just couldn't wait to wear it, and Mama blessed it with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my mama made for me, made only from rags, but I wore it so proudly. Although we had no money, why was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me. So with patches on my breeches and holes in both my shoes, in my coat of many colors I hurried off to school, just to find the others laughing and making fun of me. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me. And oh, I couldn't understand it, for I felt I was rich. And I told them all the love my mama sewed in every stitch. And I told them all the story mama told me why she sewed, and how my coat of many colors was worth more than all their clothes. But they didn't understand it, and I tried to make them see that one is only poor, only if they choose to be. Now I know we had no money, but I was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me, made just for me.
And if you're missing your mom today, if she has passed on, and today's a painful day, here's a way to make it a happy one. Do a kind errand for another person in your mother's memory. This one's for you, Mom. Happy Mother's Day. You can get more information on our guests and our discussion today, including replays of this show, at inhisfootsteps.com. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Margaret Agard. You can reach me at P.O. Box 173, Duck, West Virginia 25063, or through my website, inhisfootsteps.com. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Be sure to join us next week for more practical tips on living a God-directed life and amazing interviews with people who do.